welcome back to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary. I hope you're doing well, and I hope that you're feeling well and keeping yourself safe. The best thing that we can do for this virus is just to make sure you wash our hands with soap and water. I'm challenging a friend of mine, how many times can we wash our hands in the course of one day? That's going to keep us safe and healthy and, hopefully not come down with this virus. So it is a difficult time for many of us, and it's really an unprecedented time. And, it can be very, very challenging, but it's also a wonderful time to really work on connecting to that inner place that lives within you, that inner wisdom, because we need to. You know, it can be such a scary time. So to have this support within you is probably the most reassuring thing you can do for yourself right now. I posted a talk by Eckhart Tolle, and he really suggested that we can use this time to really learn to go within and to connect, and also to stay in the present moment. So his way of connecting to the consciousness that lives within us, or the soul, you know, or God, or, you know, whatever you want to, what's comfortable for you to label, is to stay very present, is to just be in this moment. Because right in this moment, we're all safe, we're healthy, and we're fine. But it is challenging. It is absolutely challenging. Working as a therapist now, all my wonderful friends and therapists who are doing amazing jobs of really taking their practices to the phone and taking their practices to FaceTime, and just an amazing bunch of people who care so much for their clients and have worked really hard to develop a platform so that they can still help people. And the same thing goes for all the wonderful teachers out there. I hear my daughter's on their online college, and I hear their professors and what enthusiasm that they have for what they're teaching and how they're helping my daughters through this difficult time. It is really, you know, if you really listen, it's just, it's amazing to me how people can adjust and how people really do step up to the plate. And teachers are amazing, and I think that we all can see how valuable teachers are and how they're there for us too. And absolutely the people that are in the hospitals, I do talk and I do have clients that work in the hospitals, and it is not easy. It's a very fearful place to be, and the people that are sick are scared, and they're scared. And they need all of our support and love and well wishes and anything that we can do for them. And we appreciate them so much. So it's just an amazing time to really sink into how wonderful people are and how people really can band together and really help each other. And even though it's funny, even though we're so isolated, we are all so connected. So it's a time of connection and not isolation. And we have proved that by our technology and by social distancing, but still being able to smile and say hi to people. And so it can, if we look at the good that's coming from this, we can see it and we can feel it. And that really helps. It helps to have a different perspective and not just keep running that movie that is so scary and fearful. But it is not easy. You know, now that I really have lived in a way that I don't take my thoughts very seriously, I can really observe them and see where they go. And, you know, without it affecting me so, so much, I just can watch, you know, what my thoughts do. And it occurred to me how it is really like this movie in my mind and what it plays and how detailed it can be. It's almost like watching a movie of what I think could happen, you know, in the future. And being a creative person and having this in imagination, if I believed in that movie that I was watching in my mind, I would be terrified. And it is terrifying. It like jolts you a little bit, like, oh my goodness, you know, could I get sick? Could I end up in the hospital? Could I die? You know, and when you play that movie, We are amazingly imaginative. So when we play that movie, it is almost like it's happening. We're putting ourselves in those situations. So it's really, really important for us to kind of jolt ourselves out of that and to say, and to remind ourselves, like Eckhart Tolle will say, you know, come back to your breath, come back to being present, close that movie. You know, the mind is a wonderful tool, and I love my mind for what it can bring to me, but we really do have to kind of move away from it, or we will be, you know, living in fear all day long. And that's just so difficult for all of us. And also it just takes our lives away. It takes our lives away of today, you know, so we don't have to take today away by watching that movie. Because if you watch it once, even for 5 minutes, it can affect you all day long. So what I do is I was watching the movie that was being played for me in my mind and was like, okay, that is just not happening and it's not true. And, you know, I go back into that soul energy and feel that support and that guidance and that love, and that kind of really makes it real for me that it is just a movie and that that is not happening. And then I hear more wisdom. I hear more like, and if it did happen, you could handle it. And if it did happen, there would be people there to support you. And if it did happen, it probably would never be like what you're imagining. And so why imagine the worst and why live in that? And so that is our goal through this crisis, is to not live in our movies in our minds. They're so engaging. I mean, you could just listen to yourself and you know, let your mind just go, and that could affect you all day long. So it's really important to kind of pull yourself out of it and to become present again. You know, go back to your breath, to soothe those thoughts, you know, to say, all right, that isn't happening and I'm fine and everything's good right now. So you can soothe those thoughts so that you can move away from those thoughts. You're not going to get rid of them. You can't stop them from arising. They're going to come. It's just, what are you going to do when they're there? For me at this point, I kind of try to laugh at them, like, oh my goodness, like, what am I thinking? You know, like, this is so not helpful for me. So I move away from them, and then I go back in a little bit deeper, and it's like a little bit of a meditation, I guess. It's just kind of a stopping and really feeling within my body and feeling a different vibration, and then asking for some support and help from that place. So you really have to not believe your thoughts, realize that your thoughts don't have anything good to say. Most of the time your thoughts want to give you the worst case scenario. And I would have to say that it's interesting that the mind really does want to protect us in that way. It gives us a worst case scenario so that we can be prepared. And I get that. But we don't have to be prepared all day long. And we don't know what we're preparing for because we don't know what's going to happen. So our mind is precious in a way because it wants to protect and prepare. And that's not bad. So we don't want to discount it totally, and we don't want to hate our minds. We just have to see it for what it's worth. It's almost like, you know, I always compare it to a computer. You know, a computer is a wonderful tool and can give us so much and has so much information for us. But there is nothing like sitting with a person. That's different than just working on your computer. So that's the difference between the mind and your consciousness or your soul. You know, the mind is limited. It's like that computer. You can get a lot of information from it. And depending what you're kind of looking for, you're going to get. But we don't want to just live in the mind, because the mind, especially during a time of crisis, can be a very, very scary place to be. And that is not where we want to be. Absolutely not where we want to be. So it's really important for us to keep practicing going into the soul energy so that you can learn, you know, you can feel that the mind, you can feel the limits basically of the mind. And the soul is so much more expansive and is filled with love and support for you and can help you to see how much the mind is projecting things that are just not true. You know, our minds come up with things that, you know, we may have perceived when we were little or from our past. We get these ideas in our heads and then they float up at the damnedest times. And, you know, we have to like kind of laugh at it and say, oh my goodness, you know, my mind is bringing these situations to me that are trying to really scare me or trying to put me down or somehow tell me that I'm not good enough or you're not good enough. And that's the last thing that we want to do. We really don't want to live in any of that. So, you know, a lot of people tell me, well, but I don't really think, which I find, you know, funny to hear because I think, I guess my mind is always thinking and being a very analytical person and being a therapist, maybe I have gotten very caught up in my mind more than other people. I'm not sure. But I do see that people that say that they're not thinking, they're still not feeling good. So I think if you're not thinking and you're still not feeling good, there are thoughts in there that you have believed. So I'll hear people a lot of times will say, well, but I'm not really thinking. I just don't feel good. You have to just learn to trace a little bit of what you were thinking before you start not feeling good. There's always thoughts there. And then there's always conversations there. There's always editing, the bad editing when you wake up. Oh my God, I have to do this. I have to do that. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. So all the editing can make us feel bad. So there's a lot that goes on within the mind. You know, it's first, it's what the mind will produce naturally, and then what we add to what the mind is producing, and then how we talk to ourselves, you know, so that's a lot going on. So we kind of have to deal with all of that and help ourselves to move out of all of that. It's almost like we really do have to be out of our minds, to feel better. And, you know, that is a really, it's a challenging thing to do, but it's so, so worth it. Because once you really get this, this understanding that your mind is limited and this understanding that just because your mind is telling you something does not make it true. And just because your mind brings something to your mind doesn't mean that's you. One of the biggest things I think I see with my clients is that they feel so guilty for the things that the mind produces, as if they thought those things. And Byron Katie will say all the time, we are thought. We don't create these thoughts. So in a way, it's like the computer spitting out, you know, information. And it's what we add to the thoughts. So and if we were thinking these thoughts and creating these thoughts, we would not be upset by them. We wouldn't be horrified by some of them. So if a thought comes in that is not in line with how you normally are, then you know, it's like, oh my God, why did I think that? That's a terrible thing to think. You're the one saying, oh my God, why did I think that? That's a terrible thing to think. And that's a relief because you're not responsible for your thoughts. You're not responsible for your feelings. They just get triggered within us, and they get triggered from places of the past, and they get triggered from misperceptions. So, in a lot of ways, we don't want to believe any thoughts that are hurtful to yourself or to anybody else. So then again, we have to look at the thoughts that just naturally arise in us. If they're negative, we don't want to believe them. We don't want to agree with them. So if a thought comes up, oh, I'm not good enough, or oh, I don't feel thin today, so I'm bad. Now, if I believe that, what will that do to me today? You know, how will that make me feel? How would that one thought, that one belief color my day? As opposed to, oh, I don't think that way about myself. I don't think about my weight. I don't think about what I eat. I don't think about any of those things anymore. So then how is my day going to go? You know, so you have one day colored by this belief that, you know, if I'm not a certain way, I'm not good enough, or to not have that belief. And so that those two things are going to really create a completely different day. So if you wake up really believing that you're going to get this virus and get sick, what is that going to create within your day? As opposed to, I'm healthy right now, I'm fine, I'm going to take 1 minute at a time, and I'm going to enjoy some of this downtime that I have. I'm going to enjoy things being a little slower and this forced, quarantine. I'm going to take the good from it, and I'm going to learn to create this inner peace within myself. So it's not easy, but it is something that is really, really valuable. And so when you have all that kind of under control, so you have your thoughts all over here, and then the soul energy or the consciousness energy is here, you're really moving away from it, you know, and you're going to a completely different place. And this different place has so much to share with you. It has a lot of wisdom, and, you know, you could take this time in this quarantine to write a book or to write posts or to do whatever it is that comes up from within you when you're in your energy. We all have our different gifts that can come, can arise when we're more connected in that way. So it's really, really in our benefit to really challenge these thoughts. You know, if my thoughts are telling me anything bad about myself, I have to say, how is that even true? The mind wants to prove it true, and you might be able to find, well, it's true because of this, this, and this. And again, why do we want to believe anything bad about ourselves or anybody else? And we have to realize that anytime we're thinking badly about somebody else, we're just really doing the same thing to ourselves. So what if I start thinking negatively about you, then that's really just a reflection again of me. So there isn't anything that anybody can do to make me feel bad without my permission, basically. So if somebody says something to me and I get hurt by it, it's because I have allowed myself to be hurt by it. So it's really interesting if you have that point of view to realize, okay, no matter what anybody says to me, I can either believe what I think, what I'm interpreting from what that person's saying, or not, and that's my choice. And depending on that choice is depending how I'm going to feel throughout the day. So we really want to see that we have a lot of control of how we feel and what gets triggered within us. And even when something gets triggered within us, we can soothe it and say, okay, I was just triggered, like, all the times that I've always been triggered, and I don't want to let this, you know, eat away my day. So like A Course in Miracles will say, start again. You know, if somebody triggered you and somebody did something to upset you, just take a moment and say, you know what, whatever it is that I think they did to me, I've probably done to other people. So I'm not going to get crazy about what they just did to me. I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to let it go, you know. We get upset by the way people treat us because in a lot of ways we do the same thing back to people. None of us are perfect. And anytime somebody hurts you, you have to think, well, when did I do that? You know, when did I ever do the thing that I'm getting upset about in this other person? We have to reverse it because we're all the same and we're all doing the same thing to each other all day long. So if I'm going to get upset with you about doing it, then I'm upset with me. And again, it's this endless cycle of being upset all the time. And the only way out is to forgive yourself and to let it go. Forgive yourself for something you have not done, like A Course in Miracles will say, and forgive other people for what they haven't done. It's all just a big misperception. So, there isn't anything that anybody can do to us that we have to agree with to hurt us, you know, and it sounds simple and it's not. It's something that, you know, we have to work on a little bit, but it's really worth doing it. It's really worth saying, okay, no matter what this person is saying to me, unless I agree with it, you know, it's going to be in my mind all day long, and I don't have to have it be in my mind all day long. So I am not going to take this in, you know. So we have to have a lot of compassion for ourselves. And then we have to have a lot of compassion for everyone around us. Because look at all this work that we have to do to move out of our thinking mind. to go more into the soul energy. It's a little bit of work in the beginning. And if we all have to do this, we should have a lot of compassion for each other, because we all get tripped up on this, and we all struggle with thinking terrible things about ourselves and then, you know, trying to work through that. Nobody is really absolved of this, you know. The more you are in your soul energy or your consciousness energy, it's much, much easier for you. So that's really the key, is to move out of the mind, you know, get out of your mind, you know, get back into the present. The present is gentle, and the present is alive. And, you know, the present, you know, when you're fully, fully in the present, you are no longer distracted by your thoughts. So when somebody's present with you, you can feel how distracted they are by their thoughts. Some people feel very, very present, even though their thoughts are running in the background, they're really not paying attention to them. And some people will be sitting with you and their thoughts are in the foreground and they're paying a lot of attention to what's going on with inside of them. And they don't feel as present. They don't feel as there as when somebody is really not taking their thoughts seriously and not really entertaining them. That they could just sit in the energy of you and just be with you, because they're not getting triggered by anything that you're saying. They're just being with you. So it's a lot. It sounds like a lot to do. It really isn't. I think you just have to keep working on that. Just that one basic premise, that if anything is going on in your mind that is hurtful or stressful or negative, to bring yourself back to the present, to soothe it, to say, well, none of that is true. No matter what, none of that is true. There is another place inside of me that is much wiser and I could seek advice from, you know. So anytime my mind gets, you know, I get caught up in that movie, that negative movie, I will stop and I'll go within and I'll ask for that secondary advice, which is the wisdom. And the more I stay in that, the better I feel and the more present I am and the more that my life just flows. And there's not a lot of talking. There's not a lot of editing anymore. It just flows. Byron Katie talks about just letting whatever come to you for the day is what you should be doing for the day. So I practice that. I just, whatever comes to mind in the day is really what I focus on doing. So if I wake up and bills come to my mind, then it's like, okay, today's the day I do my bills. You know, so instead of making lists, instead of forcing myself to do things that I don't want to do, it's a very gentle, beautiful way to live, to just allow yourself to do what comes to mind and to just simply do it, and not to edit and not to complain and not to dread, and just to be in the flow of your life. And when you're in that, it really, really feels so much different. Again, it just feels like how you used to feel maybe when you were younger and you were just more free and you didn't really have any worries. You know, if you're fully present in your life, you know, you're not in the future that you're not ready for, and you're not looking into the past to pull things out to beat yourself up about. You know, I really do see that a lot of people go to the past to punish themselves, you know, and we don't want to do that anymore. I want to stay very present. This is my life right here and now, not the past. And I am certainly not ready for the future. I am totally not ready for the future, especially with what my mind predicts the future could be. So, you know, all of that is really helpful, to stay right here, to stay very present, to go back to your breath, to come alive within the present and to see what's around you. You know, I took a walk the other day and, you know, I wasn't thinking about anything. And the birds were going and there was animals around and I could smell the beautiful trees. And I was so present for the experience. It was like watching this incredible movie. But when you're more present, everything comes alive and all your senses are engaged and you see things so differently. you know, because you're not distracted. You're not half seeing things. You're not half listening to things. You're fully, fully there. So bring yourself back to the present. This is the best time to practice that, because really going into the future for us is really scary, and we don't want to do that. So really try to do that. I was looking at our magic practice for today, and number 15 was talking about working on difficult relationships, which is perfect for what we're always talking about and how we want to not judge ourselves or other people. And when we do judge ourselves and other people, that we just move out of that kind of thinking and saying, I don't deserve it, they don't deserve it. So what she had suggested is that anyone you're having problems with, write down 10 things about them that you love, you know, 10 things that you love. And that certainly gets you out of that looking at them through your issues. You know, if you're looking at somebody and you're saying, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't like this, I don't like that, those are all the things that you've probably experienced as a child that you didn't like, or there are things that you don't like about yourself that you do. It could be a multitude of things, all of which is over, you know. So if we're having problems with people, it's because we're seeing them through our eyes of hurt. You know, we're seeing people through the eyes of our past pain, and we don't have to do that anymore. You know, when you live in the present, there is no past pain, you know, and there's no future dread. So it's really helpful to really challenge yourself and say, really, there is not anybody that I need to have a problem with. You know, there really isn't anyone that I could say that I hate, you know. And she had a quote in there saying that, you know, when we're angry at people, it's like picking up a hot coal to pick it up and to throw it at somebody. And that's such a great analogy, because if you pick up a hot coal to throw at somebody, who's getting hurt? We're getting hurt. So the other person isn't getting hurt by how we feel about them. We're getting hurt. It's like drinking poison, you know. It's not something that we want to do, you know. So anytime another person has hurt you, you have to say, oh, okay, this is my time to respond to myself by giving myself love and support and realizing I got triggered someplace, and it's probably something that has to do more with my past and not this person. And so let me let this person off the hook, because if it was me doing this exact same thing, even though I feel like I would never do this, because that's what we hear all the time, I would never do what this person just did to me. But if you look deep enough, you probably have. You probably can find it, like Byron Katie will say. You can go within and find the time that you talked behind someone's back, or gave a snarky attitude, or whatever it is that you're getting upset with somebody. You know, you probably on some level at some point have done the exact same behavior. So when you're forgiving another person, you're really forgiving yourself as well. So again, it is that thing that whatever we're thinking about another person is really just another opportunity for us to forgive ourselves and to forgive the other person. So it can be a beautiful reminder. Anytime that I'm hurt, it's my time to forgive myself and then to forgive that other person, to go into my soul energy and to get a little bit of a different take on it. Like, what is this really about? A lot of times when someone triggers me and I get hurt and upset about something, and then I kind of meditate a little bit on it, I will be brought back to the original source of where this came from, whether it was in my childhood or last year, or, you know, they usually will, you know, that energy brings me back to when it first happened. And it's so interesting. And not all the time, but you will get a different perspective. So if we look at the mind having one perspective on things, that it's a limited perspective on life and yourself, and the soul, your conscious energy, has an unlimited perspective of you and your life and everyone that's in it. So get a second opinion. You know, we tend to go to the first opinion, which is our mind. So the second opinion is where your wisdom lives. And that's all about what we're talking about, the wisdom of your soul. So first opinion is your mind. Always go in for your second opinion, you know. and just keep soothing and moving away from thoughts that are painful and hurtful or telling you you're not good enough. And don't buy into it, and don't let yourself beat yourself up. You know, the thoughts will come up, but don't you also give yourself that opportunity to talk to yourself in ways that are hurtful. Just refuse to talk to yourself that way. You know, it's not going to motivate you. It's not going to help. What helps us the most, we get motivated more by being in our gratitude and love, you know, energy. When we're in that, we're very, very motivated. I have done more in my life now since I've connected to the soul energy than I ever have. And it's more productive. You know, I used to always, you know, do a lot, but because I was half there, I was not as productive as I am now. So it's just such an amazing, beautiful shift. And the second opinion is always a surprise to me. It's always like, wow, I didn't, you know, think of that, or wow, that's really good advice, you know. So get your second opinion from the soul, you know, and keep yourself safe. You know, just realize right now in this present moment, everything's fine, and we're all working together, and it's wonderful, and we're so thankful to everyone that's doing beautiful work out there. And if you have any questions or any comments, please feel free to comment, or you can write to me at janicemart40@yahoo.com. There's plenty of therapists out there now doing telehealth and phone counseling. So if you need some help, you know, just contact your local therapist. And you know, the insurance companies, another amazing thing, the insurance companies, most of them have waived the copays. So you don't even have to pay a copay for therapy right now. So this is the time to take advantage of that in your home anyway, you know. And doing a FaceTime session is very similar to being right there. So I would highly recommend it if you are living in that fearful movie and you can't seem to get out. You know, reach out to somebody that can remind you of who you truly are and can remind you that right now we're all okay. All right, so have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.